Tom Humphrey is the Nashville Bureau Chief with the Knoxville News Sentinel. He joins us weekly for a checkup on our legislature. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Chrissy.
This last week, people still introducing bills.
Right. There are about 800 new bills have been introduced by my count as of Friday. And February 5th is the filing deadline. They have to have their bills all filed by then.
This week, we're going to see some movement on the wine in supermarkets legislation. What's the latest on that?
Well, movement is the plan, and obviously the proponents of wine in grocery stores think they've got the votes. As you may recall, last year that bill failed in a House committee by one vote. It has been rescheduled for a vote on Tuesday in that same committee. The sponsor, who is John Lundberg of Bristol, seems pretty optimistic about that. It's then scheduled for a vote on the full Senate floor on Thursday of this week. Again, they think they've got the votes. This comes after some period of closed-door, backroom negotiations trying to iron out the differences between the liquor store lobby, which opposes the legislation, and the supermarket lobby, or the big retailers lobby, which supports the legislation. Maybe they've got something worked out. They think they've got the votes to get it out of the House committee and on its way.
Well, as you say, they think they have the votes for it, which means that they must have come up with some sort of compromise among the liquor stores and supermarkets.
Of course, the general proposition right now is liquor stores have an exclusive monopoly on the sale of distilled spirits and wine. This would take away part of their monopoly and give it to the grocery stores as well. The liquor stores can't sell anything else. They can't sell cigarettes or pack of peanuts or anything like that. So the idea generally is to give the liquor stores the rights to sell more items. And there is some discussion about excluding some of the big box retailers from the sale of wine. That does not seem to have gone over real well, certainly not among the lobbyists for Walmart and so forth. So that's sort of up in the air. There's another question to be resolved over sales of wine on Sunday. As you know, grocery stores can now sell beer on Sunday in most locations. The bill, as drafted, would let them sell wine on Sundays too, but state law commands that liquor stores be closed on Sundays.
Well, so now, is it the liquor store lobby that's still kind of holding out on this, or have they pretty much said, okay, well, we like the idea of being able to sell more items?
The liquor store retailers have been adamantly opposed. They are now saying they are sitting at the table negotiating, and we'll see.
All right. Well, something else that occurred last week was a discussion of what to do while we're waiting for Governor Haslam and the legislature's decision on whether or not the state is going to expand the Medicaid program, 10Care. I read that there was some discussion in the Senate about this. Can you give us a little background on that?
A bit. I believe that is sort of a work in progress. The state Senate has come to have a number of positions serving there. There's Senator Mark Green, Senator Joey Hensley, Senator Steve Dickerson, who are all doctors. At least Senators Green and Dickerson have sort of floated the idea of some sort of stopgap without Medicaid expansion. The concern being folks who are basically caught in a lurch. They're not eligible for insurance under Obamacare, if you will, or the Affordable Care Act, and would be eligible for Medicaid if state had expanded to 138% of poverty. So the loose idea is to at least sort of coordinate things and get the community health centers, the health departments, these medical schools, the federal clinics, all sort of working together to make some services available for checkups and so on as best they can. It hasn't come together, but they're talking about it and looking for something to help this segment of the population that's sort of caught in between two worlds right now on the health insurance situation.
Is that just a request that they can put into effect, or would that require legislation to be passed?
The idea is to pass some legislation requiring coordination and setting some parameters. There has not been a bill filed yet. It's simply at the discussion stage now, as I understand it.
Our final item, then, is a little bit of an update on some gun legislation that State Senator Stacey Campfield put in. He has put in a measure to take power away from local governments making the decision over whether people can carry guns in local parks. The governor weighed in on this last week and said he's definitely against this whole thing. What's the scoop on that?
Senator Campfield and Representative Tillman Goins of up in Morristown filed this bill. The legislature approved a bill to allow handgun carry permit holders to take their weapons into state parks. At the same time, they said local governments, cities and counties, could decide on their own whether to allow guns in a city park or a county park. This bill removes that opt-out provision. Knoxville, for example, had gone with the opt-out. Knoxville parks cannot take a gun into them. Bill Haslam, by the way, was mayor of Knoxville at the time, although he points out that was a city council vote. Last week, the governor said that he has major concerns about that legislation, and he believes that if a park is controlled by a local government, then local government officials should be the ones to decide on the conditions of its use. Knoxville's mayor and the Knox County mayor have both come out against that local option, as have city officials in Nashville and Memphis and some other towns. Ron Ramsey, Lieutenant Governor Ron Ramsey, is for the bill, so a little dispute is developing there, again, over how much control the legislature will let local folks have over situations locally. That is up for a vote in the Senate Judiciary Committee this week. Senator Campfield indicated he may want to tinker with it, make some alterations, so it might get postponed for another week, but it's officially scheduled for its first vote this week.
Tom Humphrey is the Nashville Bureau Chief for the Knoxville News Sentinel. Thanks for joining us, Tom.
Thank you, Chrissy.